All right, I'd like to open in prayer, if you all bow your heads. Lord, I thank you for this day that you have given, and not just this day, this moment in time that you have called us to. I want to thank you, Lord, for this body of believers that you have called here today to worship you and to praise you, to give thanks and just honor you and the goodness and the glory that you alone own. And I want to thank you, Lord, for everybody of believers around the entire world, Lord, because we're not alone. There are countless, countless believers throughout all the world, Lord, and they don't have to be in large groups. Your word says where two or three are gathered together in my name, you are there in their midst. We thank you for that, Lord. We bow before you to give you praise and worship. And again, Lord, I want to say thank you for the blessings that you provide to this body of believers financially, through service, through all that you draw, Lord, because you draw those things out of each one of us, Lord, because you first bless us to provide them. Those are fruits and blessings that you have provided through each person here. So I give you all the glory and praise, and I pray, Lord, that your Holy Spirit would speak through me today, Lord, to give me clarity and calm, to be articulate, but Lord, to not let this be about me, Lord, to let this all be about you, because it's all about you, it's all because of you, it's all from you, because you first loved us. And we thank you in Jesus' mighty holy name. Amen.
Amen.
You know, I could just stand up here and pray through the whole sermon and not even give a sermon. Just give thanks, just rejoicing. Even with all the trials and the tribulations going on in this world today, and Lord knows there are so many, but not one of them has the Lord caught by surprise. Not one of them catches the Lord off guard. He knows everything from the beginning to the end, from before the beginning and after the end, because he is making all things come to those that he loves through his promises. And thank you, George, for the music this week and every week. I often sit when Pastor is gracious enough, and I'm thankful that he lets others preach and share the Lord and share the word. I'm thankful to the pastor for that, because we get different viewpoints. I never really thought about the fact, and pastor's really teaching me this at Bible study on Thursday nights. I hate saying what the pastor says because I always mess it up. But he always talks about how one passage in the Bible is heard so differently from every single believer, that it's not the same. It's not the same from Grace as it is from me. It's not the same from George as it is from John Wesley. It's different from every one of you. When you preach the word, when you share Jesus with others, that's not the same as anybody else. And people hear that from you. All right, I can hear my wife over there. I'm getting distracted. So this month's teaching is the human experience. That's October's teaching. Boy, that's a lot to talk about. But you know, as much as that is to talk about, the Lord has it. The Lord has us. We've got floods. We've got earthquakes. We've got wars, rumors of wars. We got the nonsense of politics on both sides. We've got crime. We've got just so many issues. Rejection, failure, success, loneliness, anger, disappointment, worry, fear, and I could go on and on and on, but I don't need to, because the Lord has us. And that's not the only things going on, because the Lord has given us joy. The Lord has given us hope. The Lord has prospered us. I'm sure I can say any person in here, when you think about the things that you've prayed for through the years, the Lord has answered most of them. And the ones he didn't answer because maybe he was drawing you nearer to him. Maybe he was making you think about what was on your mind to draw you to him. So it's not, rejection isn't always a bad thing. Loneliness isn't always a bad thing, because the Lord can use those things to draw us nearer to him. We may not like them. They may not be comfortable. But the Lord can. I love Miss Laverne. I wish she was here. I'd be pointing at her right now. I love that she has taught me the Lord wastes nothing. He wastes nothing. At one point in my life, even though I was saved, I thought my life was worthless. I was an alcoholic. I had all kinds of issues. But the Lord rescued me. The Lord brought me to where I am today. There's nothing the Lord cannot use. So my main idea is don't stop praying. Pray without ceasing. Pray about everything. And this passage I'm going to give and share is from the King James Bible text passage, Hebrews 4:14 through 16. Christ, the way to God. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched. For we have a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help to help in time of need. Excuse me. So that's part of my message this morning. And then I wrote a note as I read that and studied that. Jesus came down from his perfect throne to save us. He needed nothing. He didn't need us. He wanted us. He didn't need us. He chose us. He gave himself a ransom to save our souls. Yes, to give us life, to give us life eternal. But he saved our very souls, because he was the only one. He was the spotless lamb. He is the spotless lamb. No other could save you. Not the government. Nothing else can save you. Not money. Not your works. Not your. You could give everything. And you can die on a cross. But you can't save anyone. Because we are not spotless. We are not blameless. Christ alone is the way, the truth, and the life. And no man, no person comes to the Father except by, in, and through Jesus Christ. And I know people may get offended. I know other religions may dispute that. I don't know how to say this politically correctly, but I ain't worried about all that. I know that Jesus Christ saved my soul, saved my life, gave me life eternal. It's not by what I do. It's not by me being up here preaching. It's not by what I give. All those things are only fruit. Not only. All those things are fruit that the Lord gives through me because he saved me. I wasn't given this fruit before. I was saved. I may have been sharing the Lord with you, but I wasn't given fruit. I wasn't. I don't know how else to say that. And none of that is from me. None of that is because of me. That is from the Lord. That is because of the Lord. So I thank him and I give him praise for that. So I have 3 points for this. Point one. So go to the Lord in prayer first. Before the issue, not before the issue starts, but as the issue starts, in the issue, through the issue. Give it all to the Lord. My wife asked me one time, we had a dog, beautiful German Shepherd, and I really didn't love her that much because I had just lost my dog when we got together. And my wife asked me to pray for our dog, Ladybug. And I love animals. I love animals. But I was kind of taken back about that. I didn't know how to feel about that. But the word says pray about everything. Pray without ceasing. And I felt a little bit of condemnation about the way I felt. And I talked to the Lord about it. And I apologized to my wife. Because I didn't feel comfortable in the way I felt. I just didn't feel right not having concern about that prayer that she asked. So the Lord helped use that in me to realize the truth about praying about everything and praying without ceasing. For about the last month or so in Bible study and Sunday school, we've had a lot of the pastor's teachings have been on prayer. And I'm really thankful for that because I thank the Lord for how he uses the pastor to teach us and to mold us. And all of that he does draws us closer to Jesus. And I thank the Lord for that. So Philippians 4, 6, and 7, the New International Bible. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. It's right there. It's simple. It's cut and dry. Give everything to God. Lay everything at his feet. So that's my first point. Point two. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne room of grace. Boldly. Now, I don't know about you guys. It's not real often I go boldly to the throne of grace. I do once in a while. But most times I'm kind of eking in there, Lord. But there are a lot of times, more than I probably think, that I do go boldly before the throne room of grace. Because I know Jesus wants me there. I know the Father wants us there. Because when I fight my battles, I can't win one of them if I'm not on my knees. Not one. And I'm a man, and I'm pretty ornery and stubborn. But I know I can do nothing aside from the Lord. Nothing. He has given everything. He has done everything and is doing everything in and through me until the day of completion. And he's doing it, not me. First Thessalonians 5:16 through 18. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. And everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. Now I wrote a note under that. This is just me thinking as a man and thinking about the times. How can we possibly rejoice with all that's going on in this world? Because He, the Father, gave the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, to draw us to Jesus. Jesus has seen all things and is our high priest. I always, as I've read the Bible through the years, I always wondered how anybody could rejoice in trials and tribulations. But as I get a little bit older, the Lord is showing me how to rejoice in the trials and tribulations. And the biggest part of my joy in the trials and tribulations, probably the joy, is that I get to take them to Jesus. I get to lift them up to the Lord. I get to lift them up to the one that knows the answer. I get to lift them up to the one that has results. I don't have them. I don't. You ask my wife. My wife loves me. I think she got a bump on the head. But she loves me something fierce. And that doesn't even compare. That's not even close. If you took the love that every single person that loves you and put it all in a pot, it don't compare to how much Jesus loves us, how much the Father loves us, how much the Holy Spirit loves us. I'm going to say this not in a condescending way. I'm not a smart man. I don't know how the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are three beings, but yet they're one. I get three voices in my head, and they all fight. I'm just keeping this real today. I'm just being honest. But the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, they love us with a perfect, holy love. They have nothing but our good in store. Now, we're in this flesh, and we have to go through this life. We're going to lose loved ones. We're going to lose friends. We're going to have all the things that happen. But when we take them to the Lord in prayer, He gives us peace. And I don't see my brother Jim this morning, but to hear Brother Jim say it, it's a peace that I don't understand. It's a peace that is unsearchable. I don't know how the Lord does it, but I know when I take it to the Lord in prayer, that problem is still right here. That issue is still right here. It's still nagging me. It's like Paul when he prayed three times and asked the Lord to take it away from him. I think it was a thorn in his side. But when Paul prayed three times and the Lord said, "My grace is sufficient. My grace is sufficient for you, Michael Yankee. My grace is sufficient for you, Avon Dorsey." God's grace is sufficient for us. He will help us. He will bring us through the trials and the tribulations. He cares for us. He cares about us. And He cared enough that He gave His own life to save us because He was the only one that could. John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life." Death used to be such an awful thing to me. Even though I was saved, even though I was a believer, I trust in the Lord that those that are saved are going to heaven. There's no question in my mind about that. But it just really used to hurt me when I would lose loved ones. But the Lord has given me peace in the fact that I know they're going to be home with the Lord. And now I even kind of giggle to myself sometimes. And as I talk to the Lord, I even almost tease the Lord a little bit. I'm a little jealous that they're with you before me. Now, I ain't saying I want to leave right now. Because I pray, and I say that because I pray the Lord will continue to use me. I pray the Lord will continue to shine through me. Though I'm broken, though I'm in this flesh, though I misstep, I make mistakes, though I don't always say the right thing, though I don't always love the way I should, I know that the Lord is working in me. Testify, Michael. Testify, brother. Point three. And this was in this passage that I read, verse 16. This verse was my favorite. That we may obtain mercy and find grace to help us in time of need. Mercy, grace, help in time of need. Wow. We're always in time of need. I was thinking about this. I was sitting as I was studying and reading and rereading. Lord, I'm always in need. Always. There ain't a time I'm not in need. In 3 seconds, I'm going to have need to take another breath. You give that to me. When I step over to the other side of this podium, I need to strengthen my body, the good health in my body that you give, that you alone can give. There ain't no doctors that can give me life. Doctors can only help me and maybe cure me from this or that. But the Lord has me. It's the Lord at work in me. It's the Lord at work in each one of us. As we have called on His name, He is our Redeemer. He is our rescue. His mercy is upon us. His grace is upon us. His help is with us. I love the book of Psalms. May the Lord put His high tower of hedges around us to protect us. The Lord gives us angels to see over us. No man can do these things. None, not one. I giggle when I get wound up sometimes. One of my coworkers teases me and says, man, why do you get so wound up? How can I not get wound up when I talk about the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? He is the Almighty. How can I not get wound up? I'm not going to start yelling and stuff. I'm not going to do no crazy stuff. But it is exciting. It's exuberating to know that the Lord has called me here to present Him. And I'm not educated. I'm not none of those crazy things. And I'm not belittling myself because the Lord can use anything, anything. And every single thing that He does through each one of you, that's His grace. That's His love. That's His mercy. That's His helping hand. And I just want to glorify Him. I just want to praise Him. But I can do none of these things except He do it through me. This is not by my own will. I teased the pastor a couple weeks ago. I said, Pastor, I said, you're starting to make me crazy. And he kind of looked at me. I said, you know, I said, I'm not a book person. I'm not. And again, I'm not belittling myself. God blessed me to do the things that He's blessed me to do. Now He is blessing me to do things that I didn't think I could do. So I was teasing the pastor. I said, Pastor, I said, I saw a couple words the other day as I was reading. And I had to study that word. Just a word. I never did that. I never did stuff like that. But when you hang around with people that the Lord had blessed, you're going to see it rubbing off on you. Because you can't avoid Jesus' influence. That's it. That's it. The ESV Bible, Philippians 4:19. And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. This church is so blessed. So blessed financially. The blessings the Lord shares through each one of you to bless this church, to bless the work of the Lord, that's only the Lord. No one else can do that. No one else gives that. No one else, excuse me, you're going to have to wait. I'm not done yet. Just a few more minutes, I promise. No one else can do that. Nobody, not your job, gave you the education, gave you every Friday at payday. They don't just give you that money. The Lord blessed you with that. The Lord gave that to you. The Lord, I'm going to tell you, we got some smart brothers and sisters in this church. Educated. I mean, just some incredible brothers and sisters in this church. And I'm so thankful to be and to be able to see how the Lord has blessed so many believers. And when you think, when you let the evil one creep into your ear and say, you know, I'm not worthy. I'm not, you know, I'm down here. Don't let him talk that trash to you. Don't let him make you less than you are. You are a child of God, of the Almighty God. Never let the evil one steal your joy. Now, that's easy to say, especially when we're teaching about this month's teaching. But take it to the Lord in prayer. Give it to the Lord in prayer. Get on your knees and pray. Sit at your chair in a quiet place by yourself and pray. Ask others to pray with you. The Wednesday night prayer group. Everybody, almost everybody here in this church is willing to pray with you. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Don't fight your battles alone. Fight your battle with believers in the name of Jesus. And take it to the Lord. Give it to him. Now, it's not always going to stay with him. It's still going to be right there. But when you take it to the Lord in prayer, I can guarantee you, you're going to have maybe a little bit of peace in having that issue or that rejection or that sadness or that loneliness. I remember when my wife Patty passed away, I felt so lonely, I can't even explain it. And I don't even want to go there because I've already talked about that. But the Lord rescued me from that loss. The Lord brought me through that trial, through that tribulation. Every trial, whether I have caused it or whether it's just life, the Lord has rescued Don Broadnax from those things. I didn't do it. I'm not smart enough. I don't run fast enough. I can't fight good enough. But you know who can? My Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And Christ alone on the solid rock I stand. I have a lot more. I have a lot more I wrote. I have a whole nother passage. So I'm going to save that. But I just want to say how thankful to the Lord I am for the body of believers that he has placed me in to worship him. That it's all about him. That everything that we bring to the table, he put the table there. He built the table and put it there. He pulled the chair up, said, here, have a seat. Talk to me. Spend time with me. Let that resonate for a second. He wants each one of you to spend time with him. I can't have a relationship with my wife if I don't spend time with her. I can't love my wife if I don't know my wife. I can't love George Clinton if I don't listen to his worship music and give praise and give thanks and share that with him and let him see me out there in the seats raising my hand. That's all from the Lord. I was sitting over there praying and singing and worshiping to the music this morning. And the thoughts that go into my head. Just saying. I was sitting there thinking to myself, Lord, have mercy. Please help me. If Mr. Barnes accidentally turns that mic on while I'm singing. But the Lord loves to hear my singing. The Lord loves to hear my voice. He loves to hear all of your voices, all of your singing. I may not be able to carry a tune in a bucket, but the Lord loves my singing because he's drawing praise from me to him. I'm done, guys.